Let's get to Israel, our great ally. Let me give you some of the backstory here for you guys who don't recall. We can put these images up on the screen. Horrific video leaked a while back showing the abuse, including sexual abuse, of this Palestinian hostage. You can see the way that the IDF there, and this was in this notorious city, Tayman prison facility. And so once this comes out and they go to actually arrest these men who were involved in this abuse and this rape, what you saw there was a riot broke out. A right to rape riot broke out in Israel, including some politicians from the governing coalition and the ruling party who were involved in this, who were not upset about the abuse. Of course they weren't upset about that. They were upset that there might be any sort of charges and accountability, even some like sort of bogus sham investigation, which is what it has totally turned out to be. They were horrified that there would be any recriminations against anyone that was involved with the literal sexual abuse of a Palestinian prisoner that they were holding there. By the way, this was not a one-off. This was not a one-off. We've seen numerous reports from international organizations, testimony from people who have come out of this facility in particular, but others as well. We've seen New York Times reporting about the systematic rape and sexual abuse of Palestinians being held by the IDF. So what happened here, apparently, is, you know, if you want to avoid getting the ICC involved as a country, you have to show that you are taking seriously the allegations against your own people, any sort of like war crime allegations against your own people. So Israel will occasionally do these like sham investigations effectively to try to keep their image of, oh no, we're the we're democracy in the Middle East. Anything that goes wrong, we have accountability, et cetera, et cetera. So this was so bad that the video was leaked and they did this sham investigation. By the way, all of these guys continue to be free, et cetera. Okay. So what has happened since then? Let's put D3 up on the screen next to give you the backstory here. So it has been revealed who it was, this IDF legal chief, who ended up leaking the video. So first, her name is Military Advocate General Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi. So first, she resigns. Then she actually disappears. And they found what appeared to be a potential suicide note in her car, because there is this mass backlash in Israeli society, not again over the abuse of these prisoners, but of the fact that she leaked this video so that the world could see what was actually going on. So the headline here, IDF legal chief avoided probes into the Gaza war crime, citing right-wing backlash, sources say, amid resignation. So just so you understand who this lady is, this is not some, you know, lefty liberal person. This is someone who avoided in significant instances, including the strike on the World Central Kitchen workers, including on multiple hospital strikes that killed civilians, including reporters. This is someone who buried all of that and refused to investigate all of those things. Why? Because she was worried about right-wing backlash. So now that we have the information that she was the one who leaked this video, they are calling for her head. And I mean literally all the way up to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself. Let's go ahead and show D2. So Bibi is saying here that the rape of the Israeli soldiers, the Palestinian prisoners in city Tayman, caused enormous damage to the image of the state of Israel and the Israeli army and our soldiers. This may be, he says, the most difficult propaganda attack that the state of Israel has faced since its establishment. I don't recall an incident centered with this degree of force. This requires an independent investigation, not affiliated with any party, and I expect such an investigation to be conducted. And then at bottom, you see the image of the rapist. This is them publishing a photo, boasting while masked after a press conference so as not to be identified and prosecuted judicially abroad. And the most important thing this person says is that in all of Israel, no one is talking about the heinousness of the rape, but rather the anger is focused only on the leak of the videos that expose the crime, and this is what really bothers them. I mean, just what a twisted what a twisted society that there's no ups. I mean, listen, we criticize this country all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, when the Abu Ghraib photos came out, that was a genuine scandal, right?
Oh.
People were horrified by it, okay? Now you have this come out. This isn't a scandal that these soldiers were raping Palestinians. The scandal is that the information came out and they are calling for literal lynch mobs against this woman, and she's going to be charged. And, you know, it has already had to resign, is like threatening suicide because she's so, you know, terrified of what they're going to do to her societally. Completely insane story.
Most Americans are good people. During Abu Ghraib, even, you know, Iraq, invade Iraq, war, you know, chest-beating warrior people were all still horrified by the video. And there were bipartisan outrage over what happened. And, I mean, I remember even the names of some of those interrogators. Those were household names here in the United States. Over there, yeah, not so much, because they want to protect them, I guess. The whole thing is just so crazy. And it's just so funny from Netanyahu to be like, this is one of the worst things that's ever happened in the history of the state of Israel. The leak of the video, again, to be clear.
Which she, it's not like she put it out because she was really like concerned about, you know, what was going on there.
Yeah.
She was worried about the ICC getting involved. Mm-hmm. That's what all of this was meant to forestall. Like the video was out there, the abuse was undeniable. And so this was an attempt to, you know, be able to, okay, well, we'll do our investigation. Don't worry. We care about these. We totally care about these things. And so that was the course that she ultimately took. And then, as I said before, you know, the reporting from Haaretz was that she passed on a bunch of investigations, and her whole thing was to bury things, to cover them up, to delay, to push them off. Even things like, you guys remember all of the tumult over the World Central Kitchen strike.
Huge, yeah,
because it was huge news. Jose Andres involved. You know, there was the Biden administration was concerned, like, because people knew this guy, and the Israelis promised there would be this investigation. This is the lady that buried all of that. So that's who we're talking about. And even that is not enough, because she didn't just completely cover up and bury every single instance of Israeli war crimes.
It's literally like a mob that's running the show over there. It's crazy. It's just so crazy. And at the very same time, there's like this whole fight over here about pro-Israel support, and it's a Western country, and it's they're just like us. They're actually better than us. They have a better military. They're safer. They conduct things in a more humane and humanitarian way. I don't know how you can look at this. There's only one case for Israel now at this point, which is like the uber hawk, like Zionist case, where they're like, yeah, they do whatever they want to do. It's like a right-wing, authoritarian-ish type government. And they back us up, so we should back them up. It's like the same argument you would make on Saudi Arabia. I can't accept that. I don't believe it. I think it's wrong, and I think that costs us much more. There's no liberal Zionist case anymore for this country, in my opinion. Like, it's dead. It's over. Not just in terms of the war, but also in terms of the way that their entire society is structured.
Yeah.
And clearly the democratic out. That's another thing. How can we just deny it at this point? The Israeli people very clearly had no issue with the war in Gaza. They just, like, really didn't care. We need to accept that. That's just reality.
They had differences of opinion on how to handle the hostage.
The hostages. That's it. Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
So be it. I mean, again, I can kind of understand how they got there, just given their history and their media environment. I don't agree with it, but whatever. We need to accept that that is genuinely the democratic direction of the Israeli government. But now here you see a literal breakdown in the thing that they sell to us about why they're so different than the rest of the people in the Middle East. I've said this now for several months. I think they're all pretty much exactly the same. They're the same. And so you don't be coming to me talking about barbarism and all that stuff elsewhere.
Oh, we're the children of the light.
I'm just like, listen.
Children of the light, right, are the ones having right to grape riots.
I would happily just deal with you in the same way that we deal with all other Middle Eastern countries. What's in it for us and what's not? And right now, the fact that an entire axis of U.S. politics is literally around determined to protect this country from its own mistakes and to give them shelter at the ICC, the International Court, to take over their problems in Gaza, to spend hundreds of billions of dollars over the last several decades to justify and contort, you know, our own moral image and political rhetoric to justify the bombing, the deaths of tens of thousands of women and children for purposes that, again, remain completely mysterious in terms of any beneficial to us, not to mention, you know, the horrific scenes that we all see. there's no words for this.
Yeah.
And the only word is to ignore it, which is what the entire Western press is doing about this.
Yeah.
There's just not a word.
No.
Okay? Not one word about any of this stuff. You wouldn't even know. Ask your average Zio supporter, do you know about this rape case in America? They won't know anything.
Yeah.
Literally, there's more controversy in Israel than there is here.
Yeah, true.
It's crazy.
True. And to your point about the liberal Zionist case being dead, which I think is reflected in the Democratic Party base and how much they have just completely, they're like, this is disgusting. It's a genocide. We don't want anything to do with this country. Here's, you know, an instance, put D5 up on the screen here. This is Ben Kavir. And you can see him, you know, pointing at these hostages, Palestinian hostages who are there handcuffed, zip tied, you know, on the floor, face down. And what he says here is, do you see them? This is how they are now. But one thing remains to be done, and that is to execute them. Okay. Those are our great allies, the great Western style democracy in the Middle East. So, you know, don't kid yourself about what this government is, and don't kid yourself about what the society supports at this point, because this is the reality that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't even know. No words for it. Seriously, absolutely none. Whatever. Hey, if you like that video, hit the like button or leave a comment below. It really helps get the show to more people.
And if you'd like to get the full show ad-free and in your inbox every morning, you can sign up at breakingpoints.com.
That's right. Get the full show, help support the future of independent media at breakingpoints.com.